G'day trendsetters, welcome to episode 45 of the Cycle Smooth podcast. My name is Tim Egg, and if you have any questions, stop what you're doing now. Jump onto cyclesmooth.com or send me through an email, tim@cyclesmooth.com. Just like Max did, he wrote, last year I started to ride after about 10 years off. After getting back into shape, lost 11 kilos during summer 2018, I started training inside with power. After 5 months of training, I generated a power curve, indoor training only, and I found that I'm decent at 5 minutes and 20 minutes. But I'm considered untrained at short periods. I'm 35 years old, 65 kilos, FTP of 295 watts, 5 minutes is 357 watts, average in brackets best. Max power is around 800 watts, average cadence around 100 RPM when work is needed. What should I do to improve my short power, reduce my cadence during workout to increase muscle, go to the gym, wait to try outside since indoors is limited and really for really high power, do nothing and focus on my strength. My plan would be to race next season. So that's pretty cool. He's given me a lot of good details. He's 35 years old. He's had 10 years off from cycling. He's currently weighing 65 kilos and his FTP is 291 watts. You know, there'd be a lot of people that'd be disgusted with that because he's given me both those two key ingredients. So that makes it 4.47 watts per kilo. That's actually nice. I like it. Some people have got those watts but are a hell of a lot heavier. So, yeah, you're sitting pretty. So, you're a good diesel engine. So, you do good 5 to 20 minutes. That indicates you're a good diesel. So, you're trying to create that high-end power. So, it depends what type of racing you want to be doing next season. It just depends where you go at it. If you're just doing, you know, just general road racing, it starts to pick up towards the end. It's funny you actually write this because I've got an athlete that I've been coaching now for a couple of years, a triathlete, who's just wanting to start, make a transition over to racing his bike. So he's going from a lot of the, you know, he's a diesel, but he needs to start increasing, you know, that high-end power. He can go all day at a very high watts, but literally all day. He does Ironman athlete, so he cycles at 180 Ks at a very good, he sits around 85% of his FTP, thereabouts, and just mows it down. We're now looking at trying to get him to the high end. Now it's easy for me to go, oh, you just need to go out and just do a bunch of 40-20s. So yes, that's really good, but they're very mentally taxing. So I can just say to you, well, on your wind trainer, on your indoor trainer, do a 15 minute warm up and then do 30 minutes of 40 seconds max effort, 20 seconds easy, 40 seconds max effort, 20 seconds, just do that for 30 minutes and then have, you know, an easy 15 minute cool down. I've done it and I still do something like that every now and again to an athlete, but not more than once, you know, every 4 weeks or so, just mostly because it's very mentally taxing. I found when I, you know, give it, you know, say, oh, here you go, do this for the next 4 weeks, every Tuesday, do this for the next 4 weeks, we're going to see what this does and see how this complements everything else. And then by week two, well, definitely by week three and week four, those sessions are getting missed or they're leaving the comments saying, oh, yeah, I wasn't feeling it, I had to cut the intensity out and I just put the volume in. Yeah, so it is very mentally taxing. So you've got to play around with that. See, but you can do, you do need shorter, sharper, hard sets. So maybe maybe set out one session, we'll call it a Tuesday session. You just ride, do an aerobic ride, and maybe towards the end, do 5 times 20 seconds max effort, 40 seconds easy. 5 times 30 seconds max, 30 seconds easy. 5 times 40 seconds max, 20 seconds easy. So you can play around with those as well. You can just pump out a good 4 to 6 weeks of those, see what happens. Also, maybe on the Thursday or Friday, do a, you know, what am I thinking of here? Do a 12-week block of, say you start off with week one will be like 10 times 10 seconds max effort with 3 minutes easy in between. And then week two will be 10 times 20 seconds max effort with 3 minutes easy. Well, week three is going to be 30 seconds max effort, 10 times 30 seconds max effort with 3 minutes easy. So you can see the pattern where I'm going here. So eventually in 12 weeks, you know, you're going to be, you know, have your bum hanging out, you know, really through the ringer there. So you can play around with that, and then maybe on your long runs or long rides, I should say, it's all indoors. So let's say you're on Saturday, you're just doing an aerobic ride, for instance. Just as you get to the end, maybe do a 4 minute effort, 3 minute easy, and then just plane out. 20 seconds max effort with 3 minutes easy, and maybe do that 3 times. You want to do some very high end efforts, but you want a lot of rest in between on those particular sessions. So if you do with 20 seconds all out max effort, go 3 minutes easy, or you can even go 5 minutes easy and then hammer it out again. And you can just do it for 10 seconds, or if you like, just woof, 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 straight out. But if you're going to be doing crits, for instance, you've got to get your body used to redlining it the whole time. So that's where a whole lot of those 40-20s are going to come into play. They suck balls, but they're going to come in handy. They're going to become handy real quick. Also, you mentioned, should I be doing gym? It depends what your available training hours look like. If it looks like you're going to be missing out on a bike ride, it may not be the best amount of may not be the biggest bang for your buck. I'd be also definitely looking at throwing in some low cadence work in the week too, because you need strength. So to get the most out of yourself, you got to put the strength into it. So that's where the low cadence work comes in. To, you know, something like you know, a 1 hour ride, you throw in 20 times 1 minute big cadence of about 45 to 55 RPM at around FTP's 291, so around 320 watts, 320 to 330 watts, just grinding away, and then 1 minute easy in between, but keep it in that same gear, so your cadence virtually, you know, really drops off, but you're still moving, and you might see the watts sit around 160, 170 or thereabouts, and then straight back into it again. So you're doing 20 times 1 minute hard at 320, 330 watts, followed by 1 minute easy, and it's probably going to be around the 160, 170, maybe 180 watts, just slowly letting your legs tick over in the same gear. Be doing that, and you can do that for a full 12 weeks. Some people, you know, so you shouldn't be doing the same session too long. You can muck around with the watts during that, but I would definitely, you know, those 1 minute hard efforts with the slow, low cadence, They're such big money making sessions. They're so boring as back crap after a few weeks, but they're so good for you. And if you can, I'd love to give them to a couple of my athletes all year round, to those type of sessions. You can play around with them too, but I'd love to give it to them, but I just know for a fact they're just going to be throwing crap at me soon after if I did that. But keep me updated. Just keep, if you have any questions as you're going, maybe update me, and you start off doing that in 4 to 6 weeks. See where you are, but let me know, and we can go from there. It's all good stuff. So thanks very much, mate. If anyone else has any other questions, jump on through to the website, cyclesmooth.com. Till next episode, hooroo.